Okay, so we discussed yesterday. He started talking about Avichain in the end. That, well, here's the pamphlets. That the Achdus of Hashem is the most apparent to Klal Yisrael. It's the most apparent to Klal Yisrael when they are in Eretz Yisrael. Now we have to understand that. Why is that so? Why is it so? Why is it more apparent to the Jewish people when they are? Why is it more apparent to the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael is the land where Hashem is the most apparent, or is the most one. The oneness of Hashem is more clear in Eretz Yisrael. How do we know the oneness of Hashem is more clear in Eretz Yisrael? Because it says in Chazal that every single nation has a Malach, and every country has a Malach, but the land of Eretz Yisrael has no Malach. The land of Eretz Yisrael is controlled by Hashem directly. So therefore, that's the place where the Achdus Hashem, the clarity of Hashem, is apparent the most in the world. Hashem set aside that land to be the paradigm of where Hashem has direct control without involving other powers to be. So therefore, in order for the oneness of Hashem to retain its clarity through Klal Yisrael, it has to happen in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? It's on page, I don't know. Hey, whatever.
It's kind of like a self-feeding loop because the more people who are for doing Hashem's will encourages other people to do Hashem's will and brings Hashem's presence more by
So now, Omnam al piaseda zan mispalim hainu akashi spalu al iter klolish al Yisrael. Even now that we've davened for Klal Yisrael's yichud, vizeo simcha la'artzecha. Now we ask Hashem there should be simcha on your land, meaning the Shechina should be present in your land, which is going to be the place of the greatest achdus. V'achakach here. V'achakach al Malchus Beis David, then al Malchus Beis David, v'ayinu tzmichas keren le'David avdecha, v'arichas ner le'ven Yishai mishichecha. Just by the way, what are these two things? What are these two things? What does it mean, tzmichas keren, a growth, a sprouting of the keren of David? What's the sprouting of the Keren of David versus V'arich Hasner versus the light of Ben Yishai? So the sprouting is the foundation. The V'arich Hasner is where it's actually present. So the sprouting is referred to as the sprouting of David Avdecha, and the Ner, the ultimate, V'arich Hasner is when it's sitting, is referring to Ben Yishai Mishichecha. What are the two things? So, L'chaira, the two things are that we know that for Mashiach to come, there needs to be Mashiach ben Yosef and there needs to be Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef comes in order to get rid of all the Ra. And now that the world has become one and gotten rid of the Ra, Machlokes, does Mashiach ben Yosef get killed? Mashiach ben David comes. So those are the two steps we're referring to. Smichas Keren leDavid Avdecha means this should be the beginning of the sprouting of David is through Mashiach ben Yosef. V'arichas Ner, and then the Ner of David, the Ner ben Yishai, being visible and Kayam, is the coming of Mashiach ben David. And it's the ultimate coming of Mashiach. Okay, those are the two steps. Okay, this is the Ramchal himself says this in a different sefer. That's the two steps over here. Similarly, we say in Davening, no. Meheira Satzmiach. So it starts off the Karen of the, it has to be the Tzmicha, and then eventually there could be a full Geula or Mashiach ben David. Okay? So that's what we're asking. We're asking that the clarity become clear through Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, through Mashiach, and Bittul of all the Ra, and the Ra becomes part of the Toif, and everything becomes a greater Gilui of the one who saw Hashem do. Okay? Now, what's the next Ubachin, the third paragraph in the Davin? The next one is we start discussing the Tzadikim. Ubachin Tzadikim, right, what do we say? We say, Uvchein Tzadikim, and so the Tzadikim should be Yiru V'Yisrochu, should get to see this and be happy. Category number one, Tzadikim. V'Yesharim, the straight ones, Ya'aloizu, should enjoy, rejoice. V'Chasidim, Berina Yagilu, and the Chasidim should dance with Rina. And then I lost a tikvat tzviya, and then all the naysayers and the evil should quiet down. So, why are we referring to the tzaddikim now? What's going on with these groups of tzaddikim? What are we referring to here? So it says there, Madrigos Yisrael. There are many levels in tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael, and each one is connected a certain level category. Pirsh, Yesh Tzaddikim, Yesh Chasidim, Yesh Yeshar. There are three levels of tzaddikim. As a matter of fact, in the Zohar, it lists 10 levels of tzaddikim, not just three. Everybody should be besimcha due to the greatness of the Ha'ara and the Hashpa'ah, connected to Madrigas HaRisha, Yichnu V'Yisbatlu, and the levels of Risha should be in this battle. Which get rid of Amalek. And eventually you will be Ma'aver the Memsheles Zodoin. Okay. So we want the tzaddikim to see it because it's through the tzaddikim that we're mevatel all the evil.
Who calls the Sefer Zohar a Sefer Tikkun? Where does that come from?
That's how it was referred to. Nefesh HaChaim also says that. Yeah. Now, let's just go through step by step for a moment. What are tzaddikim? What are chassidim? What are yesharim? So, the way we have it here, tzaddikim are first, then yesharim, then chassidim. No. We have the davening. When was it on? Tzaddikim, Yesharim, Chassidim. Let's go through. Tzaddikim are people that do tzedek. They do basically the right thing. So good. Tzaddikim should see, but they're not going to necessarily outwardly display their joy because they don't fully experience everything. They're high level. The tzaddikim, they do everything the right way, tzaddik, by the book. Whatever I'm supposed to do, I do. One of those guys, I do everything I'm supposed to. That's a tzaddik. Chosid does the finish of thing. He does a lot more than he has to do. So he doesn't have to do it at all. So a tzaddik does everything he has to do. A chosid does a lot of things he doesn't have to do. The chosid who is constantly being Isaac and toyed on many, many levels, he will experience a greater level of joy in the experience of Hashem in this world. What's a yasha? What's a yasha? Yasha to me means it would sound less than a tzaddik.
Somebody's just pretty straight in their dealings.
Right, but then is that it sounds like here
Obvious.
it's higher than a tzaddik.
Higher than a tzaddik?
That's what it sounds like from the order here. So what it seems like is that a tzaddik does what they're obligated to do, exactly what they're obligated. A yoshar does what's right, even though it's not obligated, but it's not finim mishras adin either. For example, giving tzedakah. So I don't know if I have to give this guy right now, but it's not too much trust that they need to give that guy, because the right thing to do is to give him. So you're not a chassid for giving the tzedakah, but it's also not just the level of tzaddik; it's a yashar, because you sense you have made the values of the Torah part of your values. Now you know innately how to act with the values of the Torah. So you do that which the Torah expects of you without being commanded, but it's not the finish of the din yet. This is what the Torah expects of you. The finish of the din, we can't expect of you, anybody. You're a high-level guy, you can do it. Tzaddik is you do the right thing. You can never catch me on anything. You will not be able to catch me on a sin katan shulchan. The yashar is that he does what's right. He knows what the Ratzon HaTorah is in every situation, and he does it. All right? Now, Lemaisa in Shochanan Maroim, so over there, it says we also have these levels. It's a big complication what the Girsa are. Right? On a regular Shabbos, what's our Girsa? If you Yisharim, I don't think so.
Yisharim,
Chassidim. So in this order, it goes Yashar Tzaddik, then Chassid. The Yashar is before Tzaddik.
first chapter of the Sutra also is.
He has what? Yashar is more than Tzaddik?
I remember devoted to those levels also.
So we say with Yisharim. Even though in the Tehillim it says Ranu Tzadikim by Hashem, well, the Sharm Navasilas, it sounds like Tzadikim are first. B'ti Yesharim Tzhalal, V'diri Tzadikim Tz Barach, V'Lashon Chazidim Tz Ramam. Yeah. So that's the. I don't know the answer to that question. But it's interesting to note that point. So those are the three levels of those people who are the ones that are reflecting the oneness of Hashem, and the simcha will be theirs. And our goal of Tavim Memsheles Zodoin Min Haaretz is to get rid of Amalek, because Amalek is the one nation that covers over the full Gilui, full experience, revelation of Hashem in the world. Okay? Now, if you remember how this whole thing started, we are davening this particularly on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the day that we are celebrating the Malchus of Hashem. We're experiencing the Malchus of Hashem. So therefore, it's the appropriate day to request that the Malchus of Hashem become more clear and more apparent in the world. Now there's one more paragraph. It says, "V'simleichata Hashem levadacha al kol." What's that paragraph saying? V'hineh hamatzav atoyv. Now that we got rid of everything, and now that the world is set up in a way that the Yichud of Hashem is clear, now we want to start receiving the Hashpah from Hashem. How much more is Hashem going to mashpia to a perfect world? If indeed it is a perfect world, so Hashem wants to be mashpia onto it a lot. So therefore, now we're going to start talking about, okay, Hashem, it's a great world. Now, in this great world, imagine what you could do and what you could give us. I'm going to start talking about that in the next paragraph now. What is Hashem going to do for us in that perfect world? You know what? V'simlachata Hashem levadacha kol ma'asecha. And we're going to get everything from you, etc. So that's going to be the next. That's the next paragraph. K'nehu yizbarach shmo bilti bal tachlis v'tuvay bilti bal tachlis u'b'yoyse shoyre aleim miskasher bom. But now that we're connected, yimtzu mekablam toy b'loy tachlis, they're going to get a tremendous amount. That's what we're saying. V'simloichata. Now develop your, let your malchus play out, I could go back to Yerushalayim and Yimlach Hashem Lo'ilam Kachzion. The Dar Vadar Kimachusay Zbar Yelanetzach Nitzachim Hazrichim Lo'inenim Boy Lanetzach Nitzachim. Okay, and that's basically what we're saying in these middle paragraphs. All right, good.
All right.